I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. European leaders held an emergency meeting today on the deadly E. coli outbreak across Europe. 22 people have died, most of them in Germany. More than 2,000 others have been made ill. First, German authorities blamed Spanish cucumbers. Then German bean sprouts were implicated, but tests came back negative for the deadly strain, and officials are still looking for the source. Meanwhile, farmers are furious over the loss of business, and they're demanding compensation. From Brussels, The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Francisco Sosa-Wagner stood and waved a cucumber today at the EU meeting. The Spanish member of the European Parliament was taking issue with how quickly German authorities pointed the finger at Spanish produce.
Soy nieto de alemán.
I am the grandson of a German, and I love the country, but it's quite clear that the German authorities, in this case, have rushed in without due caution.
He said Spanish growers deserve to be compensated for their losses. Spain's Fruit and Vegetable Exporters Association estimates losses currently running at more than $250 million a week. They want full compensation from the European Union. But it's not just Spanish farmers who've been affected by unverified claims. Torsten Riggert owns a farm near the epicenter of the E. coli outbreak around Hamburg.
The family, the farm, this is very hard when your name is in internet and press and so on, and you haven't done anything wrong.
And that's why European Health Commissioner John Dalli today cautioned against any more unsubstantiated claims about the source of the outbreak.
It is crucial that national authorities do not rush to give information on source of infection, which is not proven by bacteriological analysis, as this spreads unjustified fears in the population all over Europe and creates problems for our food producers selling products in the EU and outside of the EU.
Russia, in fact, has put a blanket ban on all vegetable imports from the European Union. Dalli says that's not necessary.
The outbreak is limited geographically to an area surrounding the city of Hamburg, so there is no reason, as of today, to take such measures at European level. In the light of this, and also the steps towards the identification of the source, we consider any ban on any product as disproportionate.
European leaders said today they would offer $219 million to compensate affected farmers. But for many Spanish growers, who are at the end of their season, that amount may seem like too little, too late. And then there are the other businesses involved, the transport sector and wholesalers. As long as Europeans are taking a pass on salad for the moment, fewer of those people will be working either. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.